Millions of us are stuck indoors, and a lot of us are home alone. And it can get lonely after a while, which is why some folks are now finding so-called quarantine buddies. They cook, share meals, watch movies, work out together, and in return for the health of everyone, each person in the group agrees not to see or interact with others, creating, in effect, alternative families. We caught up with four single friends who are doing this in Los Angeles, and two of them, Nati Vogel, a songwriter, and Laurel Penny, a television writer, join us now. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Tanya.
I'm very excited to talk with both of you. I first learned about this because you all were profiled in the LA Times, and I thought, wow, people are really getting creative. You got to tell me the story behind this idea, how it works for you two and your two other quarantine buddies, Pam Schaefer and Sam Braslow.
It's been kind of fabulous, actually. I could walk you through, like, just a day, like even yesterday, you know, Lori and Sam went over to Pam's to all work on their various projects. Sam on a piece, a journalistic piece, Lori on, I think, a pilot, and Pam was doing therapy, and I was at home working on a song commission, because my commission was, you know, moms who can't wait for their kids to go back to school when this is all over.
Yeah, I need this.
I'll send it to you when it's done. I think I should be finished with it later this afternoon. And then Sam and Pam and Lori all come over. I'm on a Zoom call with my, like, weekly Monday gay poker group. And immediately we decide, you know, we miss our local gay bar. And there was a live drag queen lip sync off contest. Lori was like, give me 2 minutes. And you know, they went into their room and they came out in full gorgeous drag. And of course, it was too late to sign up. But then we decided we'd do a photo shoot anyway and a little shoot.
You guys are having a ball.
You know, we are trying our best.
I want to ask you, is this arrangement also risky? Because Pam and Sam don't live with you. What safety measures do you all have in place? What are the house rules?
Basically, with the four of us, it helps to feel like we're all responsible for the rest of us, because practically speaking, if one of us gets sick, all of us are going to get it, even if we don't have symptoms. If Pam goes out or if I go out and we don't have gloves and a mask, which we're all trying to use as much as possible right now, then it's like any of us went out without gloves and a mask. None of us have, you know, within 10 feet contact with anyone else. We share grocery shopping quite a lot. We go to each other's houses and in the car between each other's houses, and sometimes on walks or to the grocery shops. And that's it.
You know, these are very heavy times, and a lot of people are feeling afraid. A lot of people are lonely. And the part of your story that I think resonates with so many folks is that you all felt empowered to build a family on your own as a means of survival, but also as a means of support and to be able to share this joy together in these trying times. Lori, what have you learned about yourself?
I'm all right with being cooped up because, you know, I've been a freelance writer for about 10 years, and being cooped up in a room is kind of how I do. It's my default. But being in intense close contact with four people and not being able to reach anyone else, and all the normal parts of life being taken away, everybody's got stuff they're worried about. Everybody's worried about money and work coming in, and like my family, I'm thousands of miles away from my family, and I don't know when I'm going to be able to see them again, and it's scary, and I don't know what I would do without these guys around, frankly, and I feel very, very, very lucky that this has happened.
You know, in the end, it really boils down to trust. You all trust each other. So we kind of learning from this kind of arrangement that you have, it really helps to retain our humanity through mutual aid and care.
Of course. You know, it's so interesting that you said that, because it's something that we've struggled with too. And that hasn't come easily. And I just want to say for anybody out there, like, we have to continually have conversations. Like, every time someone in the group, like, talks about potentially breaking quarantine or adding a new person to group, like, I paralyze. And I'm like, can we talk about this at another time when we're all breathing? Like, we do have to really work at it. And, like, as a gay man, I understand that really well, because obviously, like, you know, my people are no stranger to viruses and all the pathological issues surrounding trust. Like, related to that. And I think it's very much like having three partners in that way. Like it's, you know, it's not always smooth sailing, and we always have to negotiate our boundaries. But fundamentally, every day is a new opportunity to recommit to taking care of each other.
That's Nati Vogel and Lori Penny, two LA creatives choosing to live as quarantine buddies with two other friends. Thank you all again for sharing your story with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks so much for reading this story with so much warmth and humanity.
And you heard Nati say earlier, he was writing a song about moms who can't wait for their kids to go back to school when this is all over. Well, he sent it over to me a little while ago, and here it is.
I'll ask nicely, can somebody get mama a drink? Please hurry, can somebody get mama a vodka martini and make it dirty? 'Cause I never got a Percy Ace and Oli Webby.